The current Hayes Taylor YMCA on Market Street is 73 years old. It's worn out and has no more room to grow. So a new one is being built at Barber Park off Lee Street. This $11.1 million project will sit on about 20 acres of city-owned land. President and CEO of the YMCA of Greensboro, Greg Jones, says the city is being very generous.
They granted us a long-term lease for $1 a year lease for 40 years.
At the end of the lease, the Y can buy the land. The two-story facility will feature an indoor aquatic center along with Wi-Fi access throughout, expanded soccer and football fields, and walking trails connecting it to sports facilities at Barber Park. Jones also describes another amenity that will distinguish this Y as progressive.
The five-star license childcare facility, looking at doing as young as 6 months to they begin school and getting them ready for a really good beginning early childhood education prior to getting into kindergarten. We will be open from 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening. And we are estimating we'll have room for 80 kids at this new childcare facility.
Childcare is a big selling point.
Greensboro Mayor Robert Perkins calls the new Y an economic drawing card. It'll sit across the street from the Joint School of Nanoscience and Nanoengineering, a partnership between North Carolina A&T State University and the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. Mayor Perkins hopes this enhanced exercise and sports facility will lure more high-tech companies to call Gateway University Research Park home.
When you've got super smart researchers working until all hours of the day and night on projects, they need to take a break. And a lot of them like to exercise. And so to have something like this across the street where they can work out and then come right back is a huge amenity.
82-year-old John Harris attended the announcement. He believes he's the product of Greensboro's vibrant YMCA system. The retired businessman says in 1939, his father bought him a Y membership at the current Hayes Taylor facility for an annual fee of $1.50. Harris was 9.
It gave us somewhere to go to participate in organized sports, basketball or whatever. We were exposed to the arts at the Y. They gave us a sense of value. Knowing what was important in life, making certain types of decisions. It wasn't whether we were going to go to college, it was just a matter of which college we were going to go to.
The new Hayes Taylor Y will offer many more sports programs than Harris enjoyed as a youth, but he says that's okay because he's looking forward to the expanded senior programs. So far, $7.5 million has been raised towards building the new facility. Groundbreaking is expected at the end of 2013. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News, Greensboro.